This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. High temperatures in Colorado Springs and Pueblo set records yesterday. The National Weather Service in Pueblo says Colorado Springs reached a high of 91 degrees, which is 4 degrees warmer than the previous record set 5 years ago. In Pueblo, the temperature tied the previous record of 94 degrees on Monday. The National Weather Service says temperatures will be much cooler today before bouncing back up for the next few days. A Colorado emergency task force is helping with search and rescue following Hurricane Helene. CPR's Haley May has more.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has climbed into the triple digits, with early damage estimates in the tens of billions of dollars.
It is extremely devastating. People lost everything.
Bob Olmey is the program manager for Colorado Task Force 1, a group from different local agencies that aid with search and rescue efforts during natural disasters. 45 of them, including medical personnel and canine teams, are working just outside Asheville, North Carolina, where more than 20 inches of rain has fallen.
All the canines are super highly trained. Their senses are 1,000 times better than our sense of smell, so they can pick up a scent, and when they find somebody, then they give a signal.
Olmey says his crews plan to stay in North Carolina for at least 9 more days, but that timeline could be extended. Haley May, CPR News.
La Junta's third annual Tarantula Festival took place over the weekend, and officials are calling it a success. Pam Denehy is the city's tourism director. She said they added a bus tour of the Comanche National Grasslands Friday night after seeing its popularity last year.
Both nights of our tours were full at 75 people that were able to go out on the grassland in 5 buses with our tour guides and volunteers and researchers, too.
Denehy says word of mouth about the festival and spiders has helped bring out more tourists to witness the tarantula mating season. This is CPR News and KRCC.